Ing's sister, North Fitzroy, Melbourne, Australia, May 16, 1895. Dear Sister Ings, I have just written May Walling a letter advising her to connect with the health retreat. She is indeed the best hand to give treatment I have ever seen in all my experience. I have had many work over me, but none who could do as good work. I wish to have her connect with the health retreat and not be drifting about here and there and everywhere. She has knowledge in giving massage that she practices thoroughly. I can write you but a few lines now. So many duties have pressed upon me that I have not been able to secure time to get off letters for this month's mail. I have visited Tasmania and spoken about 9 times in Hobart and 3 times at Bismarck, 13 miles from Hobart, right up amid the mountains, which resemble blank. Have spoken 2 times at Launceston and 2 times at Melbourne on this month's trip, and have done writing that could not possibly be neglected, so you will excuse me this time. Tell Brother Ings we received his letter and the draft for $100. We'll use it for the purchase of a suitable carriage. I have a second-hand phaeton, but it is altogether too heavy for 1 horse to draw, except on the level streets of the city, when it will not be a horse killer. But in the country, going up and down hills, it is unmerciful for a horse. I purchased this carriage when I was so sick so long a time, because convenient to get in and out. And although so easy to get in and out, Brother Belden has had to put his hand under my foot and lift it up the short step and into the next short step into the carriage. And I had to have arranged a board conducted from the step to the piazza, leading into the carriage from the house. Then only women could help me into and out of the carriage. Now the Lord has again given me activity and helpfulness and quite a measure of strength, and I am grateful to Him every day of my life that I can step about as actively as I used to do. But the lower part of the spine and the right hip demands an easy bed, easy cushions, and without this special care, I should soon be unable to ride at all. The Lord is good. I can put my whole care in His hands. I love the Lord. I love His work. I love souls for whom Christ has died. I am of good courage in the Lord. Well, I hope you will encourage May to come to the health retreat. I know she has improved much since she left to come with me, and still there is room for improvement. And this is the case not only with her, but with us all. I wish I could see you and talk with you, but I will now say, the Lord bless you, and strengthen and guide you. This is my prayer. The work in Ashfield still goes forward. Souls are constantly being added to the church. 5 ministers have concentrated their efforts at that point, Ashfield and Petersham, to make of none effect the proclamation of the truth. But they saw they could do nothing against the truth, but for it. And then they set in operation a plan to turn us out of the hall we had hired, a pleasant little place. The Plymouth Brethren set this in operation, and there is no hall we can secure only by paying enormous prices. This forces us to erect a cheap, commodious little church which will hold the people. More than 40 have embraced the truth in Ashfield, and the opposition opened upon us has been of an intense character. But this keeps the truth a live subject, and souls are constantly coming into the truth. We have just purchased a new tent, the new converts doing much to pay for it. The cost was $175. This tent is pitched in Canterbury, 2 miles from Petersham, the same distance from Ashfield, and 4 miles from Sydney. Brethren Hare and McCullough, ordained ministers of excellent ability, are there with Brethren Collins and Pallant as helpers. I have paid these 2 men myself, each $7 per week. They bored themselves since the camp meeting, for the conference was so heavily in debt they could not pay for those workers, but I dare not let them go. Brother Pallant works at North Shore, 5 miles from Sydney, and has created a large interest there in giving Bible readings and holding little meetings of instruction. He has intellect and can instruct. Brother Collins is able to fill in as minister. He has excellent ability and is apt to teach.
These men visit and hold Bible readings, and then invite their readers to the halls and to the tent where discourses are given. I have, through a sense of duty, added one more worker to the company, to take care of the tent and to visit and hold Sunday school for children, and to work in various lines. These workers I pay myself $19 per week, for I feel a travail of soul for the suburbs of Sydney, and when the outposts are fully worked, we will carry the warfare into the citadel itself. I am trying hard to sell my place in Battle Creek, but as yet am not able to sell. No sale is the news that comes from Battle Creek for my property, horses, or carriages. The work must go, even under difficulties. I shall continue to keep those workers in the field. We cannot let them go. Calls are coming in for the tent to be pitched in adjoining suburbs. Brother Collins will leave Melbourne Monday for the scene of conflict and will give his help, which is a strong force. Brother Collins has been with us in Tasmania and Launceston and Bismarck, and now he returns to Sydney. God help him, and give him wisdom to carry the battle forward. When the Lord sees us doing all we possibly can, then he will undertake for us more decidedly doing things which we have no power to do. I want to write to Brother Harper that if he can feel perfectly free to donate that $1,000 to be used in just this kind of work I have presented to you, I know the Lord would bless him in doing it. I am making no reserve of my time, strength, or resources to advance the work. I ask our brother, who has been ever so kind to me, to do me this favor and honor the Lord in so doing. This is a very destitute field. We have so few advantages when compared with the work in America, and this mission field must be worked. I plead for every jot of help we can get. I feel no delicacy in calling for God's own entrusted capital to advance his work. All the money I am investing is the Lord's entrusted capital. We have been placed in this far-off region as missionaries, and we would be faithful sentinels for God, vigilant, possessing tact and skill in methods and ways, that souls shall receive the truth. We need all the assistance we can get to erect the standard of truth where nothing has been done. In next mail, I have important matter to send. I cannot get it copied in time to send it in this month's mail. I have had no one to copy for me for 1 month. With love.